Good morning. Let's begin our service by singing hymn number 51. Eternal mind the potter is, and thought the eternal clay. The hand that fashions is divine, his works pass not away. Man is the noblest work of God, his beauty, power, and grace immortal, perfect as his mind, reflected face to face. Hymn number 51. Wendy from South Carolina will read from the scriptures.
The Bible, Psalms. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore will not we fear, though the earth be removed, and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea, though the waters thereof roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with the swelling thereof. There is a river, the streams whereof shall make glad the city of God, the holy place of the tabernacles of the Most High. God is in the midst of her. She shall not be moved. God shall help her, and that right early. The heathen raged, the kingdoms were moved. He uttered his voice, the earth melted. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. He maketh wars to cease unto the end of the earth. Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the heathen. I will be exalted in the earth.
Let us now have a moment of silent prayer and follow with the Lord's Prayer, with its spiritual interpretation as given in the Christian Science textbook. Our Father, which art in heaven, our Father, Mother, God, all harmonious,
hallowed be thy name,
adorable one,
thy
kingdom is come, thou art ever present.
Thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven.
Enable us to know, as in heaven, so on earth, God is omnipotent, supreme.
Give us this day our daily bread.
Give us grace for today. Feed the famished affections.
And forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors.
And love is reflected in love.
And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
And God leadeth us not into temptation, but delivereth us from sin, disease, and death.
For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever.
For God is infinite, all power, all life, truth, love, over all and all. Let's now sing hymn number 181. Loving Father, we thy children look to thee in fear's dark night, while the angels of thy presence guide us upward to the light. Hymn number 181.
Father, we are
to the Sunday morning service of the Plainfield Christian Science Church, Independent. We begin our Sundays here at 10 a.m. with our roundtable discussion, where we discuss this week's lesson, other subjects that need to be covered, and learn how to practice better in our lives Christian Science. And we had another really good one this morning. So if you missed it, or if you'd like to hear it again, you can find it on our website, plainfieldcs.com. And you can also find it on our YouTube channel and our Vimeo channel. We have a Sunday school for children that meets at 11. And that Sunday school is available to children anywhere in the world if they have a telephone. The Sunday school has its own dedicated teleconference number, and many of our students don't live in the area, but they do attend via telephone. This means that if you don't live in the area but have a child of Sunday school age, your child can also attend. Just call the church number. We will give you the number for the Sunday school, and our teachers will be very happy to welcome your child to our Sunday school. We have a testimony meeting every Wednesday evening at 8:15, where you can hear testimonies of healings, lives made much, much better through the study and practice of Christian Science. And at all of our meetings and services, we do have a nursery available for infants and toddlers. So if you can join us, you can bring the whole family. We are going to begin our Bible study sessions again, beginning this Saturday, October 4th at 10 a.m., so mark your calendars and please join us. The study questions should be on the website fairly soon. And join us for another rousing session, Saturday, October 4th at 10 a.m. We have many websites, I believe 21 websites in different languages, and they provide the finest of Christian Science literature around the world to a lot of people in their own language. This is our part of our mission. And everything that we provide on our websites is provided free of charge. You don't have to pay anything. You don't have to join anything. Our mission is to provide the very finest of Christian Science literature to the whole world. Freely we have received, and freely we give. And I also wanted to point out that we also have a link to a children's website, which provides a lot of really fine things for children. One of the things it has is the class for that coming Sunday that is designed for children. And it has a lot of other stories and prayers appropriate for children to learn about the Bible and Christian Science. One of the articles that's currently featured on our English language website is, I'd like to point out, entitled The Creeping Things by Martha Wilcox. If you ever want to know what to do about the little thoughts that creep up on you, this is a good article. And everyone is welcome here. And that includes all of you who are listening and participating from around the world. We will now have the reading of a testimony of healing from our textbook, which attests to the healing power obtained by studying the Christian Science textbook. And that reading will be given this morning by Shahidat from Maryland.
On page 661, Disease of Bowels Healed. When I first heard of Christian Science, I had been afflicted for 9 years with a very painful disease of the bowels, which four physicians failed to even diagnose, all giving different causes for the dreadful suffering that I endured. The last physician advised me to take no more medicine for these attacks, as drugs would not reach the cause or do any good. About this time, I heard of Christian Science and had the opportunity of reading Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures by Mary Baker Eddy. A few minutes every day for about a week. And I was thereby healed. And looking back, I found I had not suffered in the least from the time I began reading this book. It had been nearly 17 years since this wonderful healing, and I have had no return of the disease. My gratitude is endless and can be best expressed by striving mightily to walk in the path our leader has so lovingly shown us in Science and Health. By Mrs. J.W.C., Scranton, Pennsylvania.
The Bible and the Christian Science textbook are our only preachers. The scriptural texts and their correlative passages from our textbook, these comprise our sermon. The canonical writings, together with the word of our textbook, corroborating and explaining the Bible texts in their denominational spiritual import and application to all ages, past, present, and future, constitute a sermon undivorced from truth, uncontaminated or fettered by human hypotheses, and authorized by Christ. And today's lesson sermon can be found on page 24 of the Independent Christian Science Quarterly. Subject: Matter. The golden text is from Isaiah. Every valley shall be exalted, and every mountain and hill shall be made low, and the crooked shall be made straight, and the rough places plain, and the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all flesh shall see it together, for the mouth of the Lord hath spoken it. The responsive reading is from Psalms. The Lord reigneth. Let the earth rejoice. Let the multitude of isles be glad thereof.
His lightnings enlightened the world. The earth saw and trembled.
The hills melted like wax at the presence of the Lord, at the presence of the Lord of the whole earth.
The heavens declare his righteousness, and all the people see his glory.
Confounded be all they that serve graven images, that boast themselves of idols. Worship him, all ye gods.
For thou, Lord, art high above all the earth. Thou art exalted far above all gods.
Rejoice in the Lord, ye righteous, and give thanks at the remembrance of his holiness. Dede from Georgia will now read.
I will read from the Bible. Isaiah. Arise, shine, for thy light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and gross darkness the people. But the Lord shall rise upon thee, and his glory shall be seen upon thee. And the Gentiles shall come to thy light, and kings to the brightness of thy rising. Lift up thine eyes round about and see. Psalms. When Israel went out of Egypt, the house of Jacob from a people of strange language, Judah was his sanctuary, and Israel his dominion. The sea sought and fled. Jordan was driven back. The mountains skipped like rams, and the little hills like lambs. What ailed thee, O thou sea, that thou fleddest? Thou Jordan, that thou wast driven back. Ye mountains, that ye skipped like rams, and ye little hills like lambs. Tremble thou earth at the presence of the Lord, at the presence of the God of Jacob. 2 Kings. And the sons of the prophets said unto Elisha, Behold now, the place where we dwell with thee is too strait for us. Let us go, we pray thee, unto Jordan, and take thence every man a beam, and let us make us a place there where we may dwell. And he answered, Go ye. And one said, Be content, I pray thee, and go with thy servants. And he answered, I will go. So he went with them. And when they came to Jordan, they cut down wood. But as one was felling a beam, the axe head fell into the water. And he cried and said, Alas, master, for it was borrowed. And the man of God said, Where fell it? And he showed him the place. And he cut down a stick and cast it in thither, and the iron did swim. Therefore said he, Take it up to thee. And he put out his hand and took it. Then the king of Syria warred against Israel and took counsel with his servants, saying, In such and such a place shall be my camp. And the man of God sent unto the king of Israel, saying, Beware that thou pass not such a place, for thither the Syrians are come down. And the king of Israel sent to the place which the man of God told him and warned him of, and saved himself there, not once nor twice. Therefore the heart of the king of Syria was sore troubled for this thing, and he called his servants and said unto them, Will ye not show me which of us is for the king of Israel? And one of his servants said, None, my lord, O king, but Elisha, the prophet that is in Israel, telleth the king of Israel the words that thou speakest in thy bedchamber. And he said, Go and spy where he is, that I may send and fetch him. And it was told him, saying, Behold, he is in Dothan. Therefore sent he thither horses and chariots and a great host, and they came by night and compassed the city about. And when the servant of the man of God was risen early and gone forth, behold, an host compassed the city both with horses and chariots. And his servant said unto him, Alas, my master, how shall we do? And he answered, Fear not, for they that be with us are more than they that be with them. And Elisha prayed and said, Lord, I pray thee, open his eyes that he may see. And the Lord opened the eyes of the young man, and he saw, and behold, the mountain was full of horses and chariots of fire round about Elisha. Isaiah. At that day shall a man look to his maker, and his eyes shall have respect to the Holy One of Israel. And he shall not look to the altars, the work of his hands, neither shall respect that which his fingers have made, either the groves or the images. 1 Corinthians. For ye see your calling, brethren, how that not many wise men after the flesh, not many mighty, not many noble, are called. But God hath chosen the foolish things of the world to confound the wise, and God hath chosen the weak things of the world to confound the things which are mighty, that no flesh should glory in his presence, that according as it is written, he that glorieth, let him glory in the Lord. 2 Corinthians. For God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, hath shined in our hearts, to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. For which cause we faint not, but though our outward man perish, yet the inward man is renewed day by day. For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, worketh for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. While we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal. Habakkuk. The Lord is in his holy temple. Let all the earth keep silence before him.
Carol will now read.
I will read correlative passages from the Christian Science textbook, Science and Health, with Key to the Scriptures by Mary Baker Eddy. The realm of the real is spirit. The unlikeness of spirit is matter. And the opposite of the real is not divine. It is a human concept. Matter is an error of statement. This error in the premise leads to errors in the conclusion in every statement into which it enters. Nothing we can say or believe regarding matter is immortal, for matter is temporal and is therefore a mortal phenomenon, a human concept, sometimes beautiful, always erroneous. Matter is the primitive belief of mortal mind, because this so-called mind has no cognizance of spirit. To mortal mind, matter is substantial, and evil is real. The so-called senses of mortals are material. Hence, the so-called life of mortals is dependent on matter. Divine metaphysics explains away matter. Spirit is the only substance and consciousness recognized by divine science. The material senses oppose this, but there are no material senses, for matter has no mind. That matter is substantial or has life and sensation is one of the false beliefs of mortals and exists only in a supposititious mortal consciousness. Hence, as we approach spirit and truth, we lose the consciousness of matter. The admission that there can be material substance requires another admission, namely, that spirit is not infinite and that matter is self-creative, self-existent, and eternal. From this, it would follow that there are two eternal causes, warring forever with each other, and yet we say that spirit is supreme and all presence. Matter is neither created by mind nor for the manifestation and support of mind. Spirit and matter can neither coexist nor cooperate, and one can no more create the other then truth can create error, or vice versa. Every system of human philosophy, doctrine, and medicine is more or less infected with the pantheistic belief that there is mind in matter. But this belief contradicts alike revelation and right reasoning. A logical and scientific conclusion is reached only through the knowledge that there are not two bases of being, matter and mind, but one alone, mind. Take away the mortal mind, and matter has no more sense as a man than it has as a tree. But the spiritual real man is immortal. Can deity be known through the material senses? Can the material senses, which receive no direct evidence of spirit, give correct testimony as to spiritual life, truth, and love? The answer to all these questions must forever be in the negative. The physical senses can obtain no proof of God. They can neither see spirit through the eye, nor hear it through the ear, nor can they feel, taste, or smell spirit. According to Christian Science, the only real senses of man are spiritual, emanating from divine mind. Thought passes from God to man, but neither sensation nor report goes from material body to mind. The intercommunication is always from God to his idea, man. Matter is not sentient and cannot be cognizant of good or of evil, of pleasure or of pain. Man's individuality is not material. What then is the material personality which suffers, sins, and dies? It is not man, the image and likeness of God, but man's counterfeit, the inverted likeness, the unlikeness called sin, sickness, and death. The unreality of the claim that a mortal is the true image of God is illustrated by the opposite natures of spirit and matter, mind and body. For one is intelligence, while the other is non-intelligence. You say, toil fatigues me. But what is this me? Is it muscle or mind? Which is tired and so speaks? Without mind, could the muscles be tired? Do the muscles talk, or do you talk for them? Matter is non-intelligent. Mortal mind does the false talking, and that which affirms weariness made that weariness. You do not say a wheel is fatigued, and yet the body is as material as the wheel. If it were not for what the human mind says of the body, like the inanimate wheel, would never be weary. The consciousness of truth rests us more than hours of repose in unconsciousness. God never ordained a material law to annul the spiritual law. If there were such a material law, it would oppose the supremacy of spirit, God, and impugn the wisdom of the Creator. Jesus walked on the waves, fed the multitude, healed the sick, and raised the dead in direct opposition to material laws. His acts were the demonstration of science, overcoming the false claims of material sense or law. Question: what is the scientific statement of being? Answer: there is no life, truth, intelligence, nor substance in matter. All his infinite mind and its infinite manifestation, for God is all in all. Spirit is immortal truth. Matter is mortal error. Spirit is the real and eternal. Matter is the unreal and temporal. Spirit is God, and man is his image and likeness. Therefore, man is not material, he is spiritual. Matter can make no conditions for man. The testimony of the material senses is neither absolute nor divine. I therefore plant myself unreservedly on the teachings of Jesus, of his apostles, of the prophets, and on the testimony of the science of mind. Other foundations there are none. All other systems based wholly or partly on knowledge gained through the material senses, are wreaths shaken by the wind, not houses built on the rock. When we fully understand our relation to the divine, we can have no other mind but his, no other love, wisdom, or truth, no other sense of life, and no consciousness of the existence of matter or error.
We will now have a moment of silent prayer for our world. Let's now sing hymn number 253. The words of this hymn are by Mary Baker Eddy. O'er waiting harp strings of the mind, there sweeps a strain, low, sad, and sweet, whose measures bind the power of pain, and wake a white-winged angel throng of thoughts, illumined by faith, and breathed in raptured song, with love perfumed. Hymn number 253.
Thank you.
Let's now sing hymn number 12. Arise, ye people, take your stand, cast out your idols from the land. Above all doctrines, form, or creed, is found the truth that meets your need. Christ's promise stands, they that believe, his works shall do, his power receive. Hymn number 12.
From the Christian Science textbook, The Scientific Statement of Being, and the correlative passages from 1 John, 3rd chapter. What is the scientific statement of being? There is no life, truth, intelligence, nor substance in matter. All is infinite mind and its infinite manifestation, for God is all in all. Spirit is immortal truth. Matter is mortal error. Spirit is the real and eternal. Matter is the unreal and temporal. Spirit is God, and man is his image and likeness. Therefore, man is not material. He is spiritual. Behold, what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. Therefore the world knoweth us not, because it knew him not. Beloved, now are we the sons of God, and it doth not yet appear what we shall be, but we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. And every man that hath this hope in him purifieth himself, even as he is pure. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you. The Lord be gracious unto you and lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Amen.